Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good Friday morning to you. It's 8:10 in the morning, 63 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the original AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Just download it when you can and take us on the go.
We also want to say good morning to those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live.
There will be a special event that's happening in York County tomorrow, Saturday, January the 27th at 2 p.m. It's a POW MIA bench dedication. It's going to take place at York Veterans Memorial Park on East Liberty Street in York. This is in memory of T.J. Martin, a two-time Korean War prisoner of war. We have Barry Burke joining us. He's with Rolling Chapter.
Rolling Thunder.
Chapter 1, South Carolina. I was so excited to get the word chapter out, I forget the other important word in that sentence. But Rolling Thunder, Chapter 1, South Carolina. And Barry, so nice to meet you, my man. And thank you so much for spending some time with us here on Palmetto Mornings.
Well, thank you for having me.
So let's start with what Rolling Thunder is all about.
The major function, excuse me, of Rolling Thunder is to publicize the prisoner of war issue. To educate the public that many American prisoners of war were left behind after all past wars, to correct the past and protect the future veterans from being left behind should they become prisoners of war missing in action. Second, we're dedicated to helping American veterans from all wars. It's a 100% volunteer organization. No one gets paid for what we do. We all enjoy what we do. And we survive and are able to operate by donations from the public.
Well, thank you. It's never enough when we speak to those in our military, especially our veterans. It's the least we can say, but we appreciate so much the work that you all do to keep everyone's name still in the forefront.
Thank you so much.
Well, you do a fantastic job across the country, but specifically right here. So T.J. Martin was a two-time Korean War prisoner of war. He was held about 2.5 years total.
That's correct.
What can you tell us about his experience? He has since passed away. He passed away last year.
In May. That's correct.
May of last year.
I have with me a brief story of his capture. And what I'd like to do is offer you an introduction to T.J. My name is T.J. Martin. I was born in Clover, South Carolina, survived the Great Depression, finished high school in 1947, elected to volunteer for the U.S. Army, where in September 1950, I was invited to serve in the Korean conflict. After fighting several battles and making many reconnaissance missions in 3rd Battalion, 38th Infantry Regiment, 2nd Division, we were surrounded by hordes of Chinese, armed and on mules. This gave them the advantage of traveling over the mountains while we were restricted to the few roads to evacuate our equipment. They were able to cut off and destroy, leaving our survivors to try to escape on foot. After collecting about 60 stragglers, I attempted to move south, hoping to reach our lines. Unfortunately, we were attacked again, and only a few of us were surrounded and captured on February 13th, 1951.
Wow. So he was captured, and he was able to escape.
That's a lot of the story that I'm going to do tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to give it all away.
Yeah, we don't want to give it away.
But it's really, really interesting. They were transferring prisoners from one location to another, from one camp to another, and his legs gave out. He just couldn't walk anymore. So they put him with these wounded soldiers and left them behind. And then there was an incident where one of the officers from the prisoner of war camp came to these prisoners and said, "I need somebody to talk to me." He spoke fairly good English, and TJ says, "Well, I'll talk to you." Well, he says, the Americans know you're here. We don't know what to do with you. And he said, well, I know. He said, have you ever heard of the Geneva Conventions? And he said, oh, yeah, that's how you're supposed to treat combatants in military conflicts. And he said, yes. He said, there's a section on prisoners of war. And he says, do you know that? And he said, oh, yes, I know it by heart. And he says, what it states is if a prisoner of war or if a combatant is captured and becomes a prisoner of war and then is released by his captors, that prisoner of war can never fight against that country again. And the fellow says, well, you know, that sounds really logical, but I really do need to confirm that. Well, you know, we're talking 1950, 1951. They don't have computers, and TVs are scarce, and we're talking about Korea, too. Yeah. Sometimes they're a little behind the times. He came back a couple of hours later and says, well, I hadn't been able to confirm it, but I believe you. So there were like 28 of these wounded soldiers plus himself, and they were escorted by two soldiers to an area where they were going to be dropped off and picked up and carried on to their lines. Well, in the process, one of the wounded was severely wounded, and the group had to stop. There was 23 of them, I believe, at the time. And the one that was wounded said, help me, help me. And TJ says, well, I'll go for help, see if I can find a helicopter. And took another fellow with him. And as they were leaving and going for help, that's when those got recaptured. And then 23 of the others were also recaptured. So that was the second time.
Wow.
And that's he was a good talker.
Yeah, and a storyteller. Mm. I mean, he, without going into detail, did he describe how he was treated? I mean, the worst things come to mind.
Well, if the worst things come to mind, okay, then that's what you can imagine.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. It was absolutely dreadful.
What branch of the military did he serve?
Army.
In the Army.
Yes.
And so, Barry, tomorrow there's going to be a POW MIA bench dedication in TJ's memory.
That's correct.
Out there at the gorgeous, gorgeous York Veterans Memorial Park on East Liberty Street in York. What will that look like? And explain to our listeners what this is all about.
Well, we've got a program established. We've got a couple of speakers. We're going to, present the POW MIA flag. If it's pouring down rain, we're going to have the program anyway. The way I look at that is our troops went through hell, mm-hmm. You know, literally. They went through a lot of stuff, freezing weather, freezing water all over them, freezing to death. The POWs starving to death, things like that. I'll do whatever I can, whatever we have scheduled, rain or shine, cold or warm. That's just the way I am. Not everybody looks at it that way, but that's, you know, that's them. So anyway, if it's dry enough, we're going to have the POW MIA flag presented by Mr. Al Guest, who is state liaison for Rolling Thunder, South Carolina. That's a position I held for 10 and a half years. Mm. And enjoyed it. We've got a couple of speakers.
It looks like Congressman Ralph Norman may attend.
May attend.
Okay, he's busy in Washington. But he loves this kind of stuff. So if he's in town, he'll certainly be there.
Well, he's going to be out of town in the morning, but we're hoping he's going to make it back in time. Mm-hmm. Ronnie Taylor, who is or has represented Patriot Guard riders for quite some time. And Ronnie's a great guy. Another veteran, and he's going to speak on some of what TJ has accomplished in the York area, and myself,
and
Kathy McLaughlin. And Kathy represents the Ride Home, which is an organization that recognized former prisoners of war and missing in action and gave them a welcome home at in Georgia. Gee whiz, I just forgot.
That's okay. It's
Andersonville is the cemetery, Civil War, dreadful. That's where the military museum is, Prisoner of War Missing in Action Museum is. And they have been having services there for several years. But in the past year or two, after COVID, it sort of put quietus on some things. Mm. But she's going to speak some. She's got some words from TJ's wife, who passed away just several weeks after TJ.
Oh. And you're going to do the missing man table, which I've seen that before, weather dependent, correct?
Well, we're going to explain it.
Oh, perfect.
I don't think we're actually going to present it, but we're going to have the table there and set up, and we're going to explain what each piece means. And that's a very powerful mm-hmm. service.
I have seen that before, and it will definitely move you. Be part of this celebration tomorrow. It's the POW-MIA bench dedication in memory of two-time Korean War prisoner of war, T.J. Martin, from right here in York County. This is going to take place tomorrow, Saturday, January the 27th at 2 p.m. at the York Veterans Memorial Park. Barry Burke, again, is with Rolling Thunder, Chapter 1, South Carolina. Barry, it's been really nice to meet you. Thank you so much for sharing T.J.'s story with us. And if folks can make it out tomorrow, I know they will. We love our military. We love our veterans. And just thank T.J. for what he sacrificed.
That's right. And thank you for your service as well.
Yes. Thank you, ma'am, very much. Appreciate you guys.